Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, completing the chapter on the permissibility of lying on one's back, placing one leg over the other leg, provided that one's private parts are not exposed, and the permissibility of sitting cross-legged and sitting with one's legs drawn up. So today's two hadiths will do with this last part, sitting with one's legs drawn up. We'll explain that sitting just now. Again, we'll repeat that the question might come to our mind that what is the need to show all the different postures of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Here, this was a mark of love that Sahaba had, and those people that had love, they want to see every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah Ta'ala reward them. Is that as they captured and as they saw that moment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they recorded it for us, so we know which positions, which postures are permissible to lie, to sleep, etc., which are not permissible. For example, we did before that a person, it's not permissible for a person to sleep on his stomach, flat on his stomach. This is the position of the people in Jahannam. So, and we know that the preferred one is on the right. However, a person may lie on his back. He may lie, turn to his left. If he can't manage sleeping all the time on his right, then start off at the right, then lie on the back, and then go to the left. So now when a person has got extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't want to leave out any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the easiest way, quickest way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by following the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today's ahadith, these two ahadith, short ahadith, to finish off this chapter, shows us a posture that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit from time to time. And it also, these actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam show us the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of these actions actually show the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite being the greatest of the great, how humble he was in his ways, how simple he was in his ways. He was a man with the people, that when they teared, he teared. When they smiled, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. When they were hungry, he was hungry. When they were happy, he was happy. So this was the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بفناء الكعبة محتبيا بيديه هكذا ووصف بيديه الاحتباء وهو القرفصاء رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that I saw رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم sitting in the courtyard of the Kaaba Sharif by drawing his legs against his belly with his hands like this, and he demonstrated it with his hands. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on his, this posture here is known as ihtiba or qurfusa, where a person sits on his buttocks and he's got his hands around his legs like this. So the legs are against the belly and the person is sitting like this. So this was the posture that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the courtyard of the Kaaba Sharif. Now here you see one way of sitting is by putting the hands around the legs. Another way of doing it is a person ties up a belt from behind his back around his legs. So now his hands are free. His hands don't need to clasp the legs. The hands are free. So this is another way of sitting. Both these ways are proven. So this is known as qurfusa, or this is known as ihtiba. So this is how he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting. عن قيلة بنت مخرمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو قاعد القرفصاء فلما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المتخشع في الجلسة أرعدت من الفرق رواه أبو داود والترمذي. عن قيلة بنت مخرمة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated I saw رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم sitting by drawing his legs against his belly with his hands. When I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting in such a humble position, I trembled out of fear. The narrator of the hadith is saying that when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting, such a great personality, sitting like this, I also trembled out of fear. That can you imagine a person that has got so much of humility yet being the greatest of the great? This is a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us that love and that ability to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is following the outward sunnats and one is following the inward sunnats. This humility is a condition of the inside. So inside also we must have this humility. When a man has this humility, then he'll be able to tolerate a lot of different circumstances. Sometimes the staff, he'll be able to tolerate them. He'll tolerate the wife, he'll tolerate the children, he'll tolerate the nonsense from the neighbors, from the musalli, some things he won't like, he'll tolerate. Why, he's got this humility in. And this is a very great quality to have. Sometimes you can get thousands of people staying in one squatter camp, and they all are happy because everyone has got humility. And then on the other hand, you get two people that are staying in one palace, but because there's no humility, they can't stay together. So this quality of humility is a very great quality. It was found in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very, very profoundly. It's something that we should strive to bring in our lives. Easy way to start off with is the person continuously reminds himself that where I was absolutely nothing. And today I may seem as though I'm something, but tomorrow I'll be dust in that qabr. Again I'm going to be dust and nothing. What is there for me to get arrogant, proud, upset about? I'm absolutely nothing. A person keeps on looking and reminding himself that he's nothing. This will help to take the pride away. After all, if you want to get altitude, like our aeroplane gets altitude, first thing we need to do is show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Cut out the attitude, and then we'll find that Allah Subhanahu, don't depend on our aptitude, we'll find that Allah Subhanahu Ta'ala will give us that altitude. Allah Ta'ala will take us up. Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will take him up. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Reminder that the big night starts from the time of Maghrib Salah. So let us not wait till the late part of the night. Let us start early on and take advantage of this Mubarak night. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.